Hey, this is Bobby McGraw. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It is Tuesday. It is hard to believe we're in February and already we're on February the 6th. Well, today I want to talk about the hardest person to lead. I mean, throughout our lifetimes, we're going to lead people, whether you are in an organization where you lead others, whether you're in a family where you've got influence with kiddos or a spouse, we all have influence. And sometimes we get honestly frustrated with the people we lead. We think, man, why can't they catch on quicker? Why can't they anticipate my needs? Why do I have to keep coaching them on the same thing over and over and over again? There are a lot of frustrations when it comes to leadership, but there is a person that I think is the hardest person to lead. Now, this may not be the person you're thinking of. This may not be an employee. It may not be a team member. It may not be a child or whoever comes to mind. Honestly, the hardest person to lead is to lead ourselves. This is so true. We are hard to lead. Here's what David says in Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, God, and know my heart. See, David was under attack. He had all these people around him questioning his motives. And the easiest thing to do would be just to assume he had it together, just to assume his heart was right. But if David had learned anything in his lifetime, is this one idea that your heart can trick you. That the most common person we deceive is we deceive ourselves. We think, well, I'm not really materialistic. I just like nice things. I'm not really a lustful person. I just appreciate beautiful things. I'm not really a gossip. I just share information with other people so they know how to pray. I don't cause drama. I just tell it like it is on Facebook. And so those are just, a few examples of how easy it is to deceive ourselves. So David prays this prayer and he says, God, would you look at my heart? God, would you reveal? Would you search? Would you know it? And so this whole idea of leading ourselves is so important, yet it's so hard. And so today, I just want to give you a list of things that have to do with being a person of character, things that help heighten our self-awareness and to keep improving our character because our character is so important. This list is found in David Cataly's resource called the Leader's Resource Kit. And so if you'd like a copy of this list, just shoot me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and I will send you this list. But let me just rattle it off to you. I'll give you some verses to think about, and you can look these up. You can pause this as you're listening if you'd like to. And because I'm telling you, we need to lead ourselves well. And here's the first thing that he lists. Our hearts can be deceptive. This comes from Jeremiah 17, verse 9, and it's this idea that we've already talked about, that we deceive ourselves. Here's the second thing he lists, that we can so easily seek leadership office for the wrong reasons. See Matthew 20, verses 17 through 28. This is a reminder that our motives really do matter. There are people that do things that look like the right thing on the surface, but the reason behind it is wrong. And when that's true, we short-circuit the effectiveness of that. Here's the third one. Character is the area that we will face the greatest attack. Haven't you seen that? Check out Romans 7 and Galatians 5, verses 16 through 24. We get attacked in the areas that really matter the most. Here's the next one. Character is foundational to Christian leadership. Hey, you're going to have influence. You're going to lead some people in your lifetime. And if you want to do it well, at the foundation of that is godly character. Check out 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 13, and Titus 1, verses 6 through 9. Here's the next one. Without character, we struggle with temptations that come with skill, talents, and gifting. Check out Romans 12, verses 3 through 8. Sometimes we assume talent is enough. We assume skill is enough, that gifting is enough. But man, every gift, every talent, every skill has a shadow side, has a dark side. Here's the next one. It is so easy to slip into a life of hypocrisy and forget that we will have to give an account one day. Hebrews 4:13 reminds us that one day we're going to give an account for our life, and if we're not careful, we'll forget that character is so important. Here's the next one. We naturally neglect this part of our life, and we focus on other developments. Check out 1 Timothy 4, 7 through 8. In our world, it's so easy to focus on the external things. to try to get promotion, to try to get more competencies. But man, if we're not careful, we will neglect this part of our life. And here's the last one he lists. We soon discover that strength of character is what will count in the hard times. Check out 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 and 17, where Paul is under attack, and it's in that moment that he leans hard on character. And so today, just as David prayed and he said, God, would you search my heart? Would you pray that prayer today? Would you make character something that you never stop working on? Because I'm telling you, it is a worthwhile effort. Mahatma Gandhi said once that a man of character will make himself worthy of any position he is given. And so today, I don't know what your position is. I don't know what your function is. But what I do know is that your character matters. And that before we focus so much on leading others, let's today focus on leading ourselves. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. I hope you enjoy this day. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, please email us at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. And also, if you're interested in getting an update on all of our mission work in Kenya and with our partner organization Care for AIDS and our partner church, the Nailinda Baptist Church, I want to invite you in 2 Sundays. We're going to meet for a few minutes right after the service, and I would love for you to be part of that, to get an update, to find out the impact, to find out how our giving has made a difference in tons of families' lives, and then also tell you a little bit about a fall trip over to Kenya and give you some ideas about what it would look like for you to go on the ground there and see God's work firsthand. Well, I hope you have a great day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.